Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fast budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luck heirs who will let us get away with it.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Joanne joining us here. And if you have anything you want to go over tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and we will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So, Joanne, welcome in.
Thank you for that round of applause. Thank you. Hi, Proof. Hello, Freedomizers. How's everybody doing out there tonight?
Oh, I'm adequate. What about
adequate?
You?
Adequate. That's a good answer.
I'm doing great. I usually say that.
Yeah, I'm doing great myself. A lot of news to get to today. Hey, I went to see that movie today, Sound of Freedom. Oh, my God, I'm affected by it. What a movie. It's powerful, powerful, powerful movie. Everybody has to see it. It will affect you.
That was the one about the children being exploited at the border?
Not just the border, all around the world. This guy, Tim Ballard, he was a cop for Homeland Security, and he ended up finding a kid. He busted up a whole pedophile ring, but the little boy asked him to help him find his sister. The sister and them were stolen together. The father answered a modeling ad. The little girl wanted to be a model. So he answered an ad, and he took the two kids to this, I guess, you know, it was like an interview. But there was a whole bunch of other kids there, too. And then they told the father to leave and come back at 7 o'clock to pick the kids up. And it shows how they're, you know, taking their pictures and, you know, making them pose and everything, you know, like a normal photo shoot. But then they grab the kids and they take off with them. When the father comes back to pick up the kids, the whole place is gone. He finds an empty room where, where it was an office at one point. And the kids were shipped off in a shipping container and put on a boat. And then it just goes on. They go through the jungles and Colombia, and they go to Honduras, and they this guy, he ended up quitting his job because the government wouldn't fund the project anymore, and he started his own company. He got a bunch of high-money people to help him out, and he does end up finding the girl, but, well, oh, my God, the graphics and the plot and the storyline and the children, it's just, it affects you. It affects you. I highly recommend everybody go see it. As a matter of fact, my daughter's paid it forward, too. A whole bunch of people are buying tickets for other people. When you're at the theater, there's one of those barcodes, and you just, you know, put it up your phone. You can buy tickets for other people. So if you can't afford to go see the movie, go online and apply for the free tickets. There's a bunch of free tickets out there. So, you know, people are paying it forward. Right now, they're the number one movie in America, and I just saw some stats on it, and it says that they've made $14 million so far. Every dollar is going to help find other children, to help rescue the children. So they're not making any money on it. They're rolling that over. It's for a very good cause, and the movie is amazing. The movie's just, it's probably one of the, if you're looking at it in a, you know, a movie review. This movie is a good movie. It's just perfect. It took them 5 years to make this. They ran into all kinds of problems. The government didn't want the movie out. They were getting censored. People were getting threatened if they were funding it. So, but there's a lot of information in this movie. And it tells you what to look for. At the end of the movie, too, after the credits, there's a special message, and it tells you, you know, pay it forward if you can. And if not, go online and get the free tickets. So if you can't afford to go, you can afford to go. I think it's angelfilms.com. Anyhow, it's all over Facebook.
Yeah, I've
just
seen
put in the movie.
That.
Yeah, put in Sound of Freedom, free tickets, into your search bar, whatever search you use, and it'll take you right over to Angel Productions. And it'll, you know, just put in the zip code of the movie theater you're going to go to and just make a reservation and just go in, tell them who you are, and just they'll let you in. You don't have to spend a dollar. But the movie has to be seen to understand how we can help. You know, there's signs everywhere. You know, just a little kid looking at you. So if something looks wrong, it is wrong. You know, I don't know how we're going to fix this problem. But, you know, when you apply that to what's coming across that border, how many times, Proof, over the years have we talked about the unaccompanied minors getting thrown over that border? Where are they going? We don't even know how many they are. We don't know who they are. You know, we talked about that little boy, the little four-year-old who died at the border. You know, where was his mother? What did they do to her? Where did he come from? How did they get that child all the way to a whole hemisphere?
How many times did they use and abuse that child?
Oh, yeah, it says that they can sell these kids 10 times a day. You know, the guy, that's one of the quotes in the movie. It says you can sell cocaine once. You can sell a child 5 to 10 times a day.
Well, my thing, Joanne, is if you want to be loving and liberal and you want all these families to come across the border, then wouldn't you want to make sure that these kids are accounted for so you know who's at least coming in? And that's the least you can do if you're going to open up the border like it is. But now it's just the wild, wild west.
There's over 40,000 kids this government can't account for that will come across that border, and now they don't know where they are.
Might know.
Yeah, 40,000 children. And, you know, where are these kids coming from? How are they getting here? It shows you. They take them right in a shipping container on a boat. They take them in cars and trucks. They lure them. You know, they go to playgrounds. They'll just snatch them right off the street. You know, this poor guy, he went back to pick up his kids, and they were long gone. That place was locked up solid. Yeah, it's so upsetting, so upsetting. In the end, he does find the little girl. But the little girl's younger brother helped a lot with the information. But this guy, Tim Ballard, I saw him on Fox this morning. He is a real cop. This is a real story. It's a true story. He quit his job with Homeland Security and started this organization to find these children.
Right.
You got to see the movie. I highly, highly recommend it. Make the time.
But are the box office records going to count this as their number one movie, or is it going to be Indiana Jones?
No, Indiana Jones only made $7 million. This has made $14 so far, so it's the number one movie in the country right now.
The fact that it's not a topic that mainstream media wants, so would they just cancel that and say Indiana Jones won?
Yeah, thank God for people like us and you know, all these internet warriors for getting the advertisements for this movie out, because otherwise you wouldn't know anything about it. The mainstream media doesn't want to touch it. They don't want anything to do with it. But when I got there, I was, you know, picking my seat, and the guy said, well, here's the options. There was like four seats. I said, wow. He says, yeah. He says, it's almost full. I said, really? He said, yeah, yesterday on opening day, he said it was sold out shows all day. So people heard about it. You know, we're doing a good job, I guess, getting it out. But right now it's the number one movie. And it started with over $10 million in pre-sales. So that was before they even, you know, opened up. but now they're at 14 million and climbing.
Yeah, but 14 million for an opening week. And I'm not saying anything bad about the movie. That sounds fair for a documentary like this. But for Indiana Jones to come out in its first week and only make what it did, that's poor.
Yeah, that's poor showing for Indiana Jones. It was so hyped up. But it's woke. You know, it's all wokeness.
Yeah.
It's not the real Indiana Jones. It's, you know, nobody wants to see that stuff. You know, we're sick of being lectured to about everything the woketopians lecture us about, race and color and gender. And, you know, you can't even go to a movie for entertainment. This one is not for entertainment. This one tells a story, and it's a true story. But it's not a documentary. It's well made. The graphics are professional. It's, you know, it's not something that's going to bore you. It just keeps you riveted the whole movie. It's definitely it's a well-made movie, and it's a thriller. And if you didn't know it was a true story, you do by the end of the movie, you know this is true. But you know, knowing it's true makes it even more important. I'm really affected by it. You could hear a pin drop in there. The people were crying. You know, it was something to see. At the end of the movie, people applauded. That's how good it was. It's been a long time since, you know, I heard applause in a theater. But it says here, 14,242,065. And it only opened yesterday. So, you know, it isn't even a whole week. The rest of the movies aren't even touching. Indiana Jones, it says now that's got 11. There's Elemental has 2. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, that's only $2 million. And
Spider-Man
Transformers
has a new movie?
Right.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is the name of the movie. And that's only at $2 million. And Transformers Rise of the Beast, that's only at $1
million. Oh, wow. Okay, well, I can't believe they would put Spider-Man up against the Transformers, but okay. It's been a long time since I've looked at movie rankings, so I don't follow.
But I tell you,
I've never been a big movie person. I just don't like the wokeness and being force-fed a story, and it's been like that for a bunch of years now.
Mm-hmm, me too. Yeah, there's nothing really I want to see if it's just going to be all garbage and indoctrination.
Yeah, I'm looking at your post. So you sent me a picture of what I'm looking at.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were looking at it.
That's all right.
Even the new Barbie movie is all woke. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I only found out today that there's a Barbie movie.
Yeah, well, if you got little girls and they want to see it, I'm not taking kids to see that. I don't think I'd take them to see this one either. This is it's really intense storyline. I wouldn't take little kids to it, but I would definitely take, you know, older teens, like 17 and up, 16 up. But you got to teach these kids what to look for. You can't leave your kids with anybody. Don't answer those modeling ads. And don't ever leave your children alone with anyone. You know, if you do answer a modeling ad, make sure it's a reputable modeling agency and stay right there with your kid. Do not let it out of your sight. You know, I don't even think the children should be models. It's enough. You know, you see what they did with that high-end designer fashions. They got these little kids holding teddy bears dressed in garters and things like that. You saw that, right? I forget the name of the high-end designer clothes they were doing, but these little children were posing in very provocative stages of dress for this designer. It's just bad. I am so upset by this movie. I just can't get over it. Really proof, you got to go see it. And anybody who's listening out there, make it a point to go see this movie. And it was only shown in one of the theaters, and they had to open up two more. And the shows are sold out. The one that I was in was almost shown, was almost sold out. There was like four chairs left in the whole theater that we went to. And that was at 12 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday. So I can imagine what the evening shows. You better get there early, but you can make reservations.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go on that Angel Productions and you get those free tickets, if you're going to buy the tickets too, but you can make reservations and they will hold your seat for you. At least at the Regal Cinema, they will. My daughter had five seats reserved, and they were sitting there waiting. Just, wow. I can't even get over this. I can't say enough about it. And I'm not a big movie buff at all. I don't really like to go to theaters. I don't like to be in enclosed dark spaces, but this I made the exception for. And I'm glad I did. You know, but now I want to go out and save all the children, and I don't know how. And like I said, every dollar that this movie makes is going back into saving children. It's got to cost a lot of money to travel the world looking for these children. And, you know, they put out a lot of money just to buy some of the children. It was money, 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 money. It's awful what happens with these kids. And it's happening right here in America. You know, we have literal slaves here. Everybody's talking about, oh, slavery this, about 200 years ago, slavery that, 200 years ago. Slavery goes all the way back. You know, how far you want to go back for these reparations, because Jesus' stepfather, Joseph, was a slave at one point. The Egyptians had slaves. There's still slaves in Libya and Syria and all over the Middle East, but we literally have slaves here, and they're being thrown across that border. And our government is facilitating it in a lot of cases. They're handing these children off to God knows who. We don't know what's happening to these children. We don't know who they are, where they come from, how many are missing. You know, they're saying there's 40,000 missing, so there's probably more. And where are these children going? Yeah. Where are they going? You know, I mean, foster homes are hard to find. I don't see any schools breaking out here. I don't see any boarding schools breaking out. You know, the people that are bringing them across the border, when Trump was in office, he was DNA testing these people, making sure that they were related to those children that they had with them. And the liberals were screaming about how Trump was separating families. Yeah, he was, until the DNA results came back, which was the right thing to do, and we should be still doing it. You know, you see this guy come rolling in.
Personally, that we have to see who these children are before we let them come across. I don't know why that's such a negative.
It shouldn't be a negative. I want to save every one of them. The horrible things that happen to these children.
And I just don't understand
why
the wolves are against all this.
I don't either. I don't know what, you know, I think it's fighting just to fight because maybe they think it's a conservative idea to save the children. No, this is a respectable human
survival.
Being. Right. That's what a respectable person could do. It has nothing to do with what side of the aisle anyone's on. These are children. These are people's children. I mean, the father of the children in the movie, he was just devastated. He didn't know what to do. You know, and over, and the children were taken from Honduras, but the little girl was brought to Colombia, to the jungle, too. But the father didn't know what to do. They don't have that type of law enforcement, you know, in Honduras that could help him find those kids. They just blew it off like, well, you know, shouldn't have let them out of your sight. But when this guy Ballard, Tim Ballard, he caught a pedophile, and he got inside his head. You know, they let this pedophile out of jail. The boss from the Homeland Security let Ballard have a week with him. Well, in that week, he talked him into, you know, believing that he himself was a pedophile, and he had him get him a child, and it ended up being that little boy. They called him Teddy Bear in the movie, but he said his name was Miguel. But he rescued him first when the pedophile delivered the little boy to him. He rescued him, and he rescued, you know, and he arrested the people that were involved with him. But the little boy said, they got my sister, and he goes about finding the sister, and he ends up saving a whole bunch of kids in the movie. He started this resort. He got an island, and he got this big billionaire young man to come up with the money because, of course, he had quit his job. But he got some high rollers to go in on this club. He bought an island, and it was supposed to be just for members only in this club. And he had the woman who, I don't know, was kind of maybe loosely based on the Epstein thing, because it was an island, and they did buy this island. But there was a woman who was actually a beauty queen, and she was bringing the kids. She was one of the ones that was kidnapping the kids. And he ends up getting in touch with her, and she brings him 54 kids. So they rescued those ones. They had this big party on the island, and they were having, the children were supposed to be party favors, but the place was surrounded with cops and stuff, and they all got busted, and the children were freed, but the little girl they were looking for wasn't there. So he ended up having to go to the jungle. He posed as a doctor and had all kinds of medicine for cholera. That's how he ended up getting past the cartels. But, yeah, you got to see it. He kills the cartel member. He rescues the girl. But the poor little girl, she was traumatized. Even the rescue traumatized her. That little girl was scared of everything. I don't blame her. They don't show any molestation or any acts with children. They don't show any of that. But it's insinuated. You know, that's why I said I wouldn't bring the younger children. But, you know, you know what's happening to the children when they show you the kids in the room with the pedophile and then the door closes or the curtains close or something. You know what's going to happen. They don't show it, but,
yeah.
You know, like the guy picks up the little girl and puts her on the bed, and then it fades out. So they don't show any of that. But your mind knows what's going on. It's quite the movie. I don't think I've been as affected by any movie like this one. I don't think I've ever seen a movie like this one, actually. It's intense. And the characters are very, very good. Very good acting. You know, aside from the storyline, the acting, the graphics, the everything is really well done, well made.
So is there, like, only a set time where this will be in the movie theaters?
I don't think so. They're opening more and more theaters. They can't keep up with the crowds. But, you know, it's, who knows, maybe a couple weeks, maybe a month. And
okay.
Then I'm sure it'll be out on DVD or re-release.
Yeah.
You could show it on television, on cable. You could show it because, like I said, there's no nudity at all. None. And it doesn't show you anything, you know, any dirty stuff going on with the children other than making the children pose. You know, like they have to take the ponytail out of the little girl's hair and let her hair down and make her pose and provocative, not, you know, provocative, but, you know, put the sexy face on and all that. But there's you know, there's no child nudity or anything like that. I'd never go sit through that. This is just the opposite. This is to save the children, not harm them. You really got to see it, proof. I just can't stress it enough. And all you listeners out there, make it a point to see it. It will affect you all. Yeah, I can't get over it. So, there's a lot of court things went on this week, too. The Supreme Court, they're under fire. You know, that's another thing, proof. These liberals are going absolutely berserk about these court rulings, and they're lying all over the place. I've seen posts by Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer and a bunch of people all going against these judges. You know, even AOC, Ocasio-Cortez there, they are flipping out about these latest court rulings, like the one about the student loans. Okay, AOC went out of her way to discuss about the student loans and how, oh, you can give the PPP loans to rich people and forgive those. You forget that, girlie. That was a bill designed, voted on, and signed by Congress and then signed by the president, passed in both houses. What the court said was that the president does not have the right to forgive those loans. It would have to be done by Congress. So why are these people so willing to usurp the power of Congress and hand it over to the president so he can just, what, make all the rule by decree? No, what they did was...
He's slowed down on his executive orders, but still.
Yeah, well, why is Congress so willing to give up their own authority? All the court did was put it back in their lap. That's their job. That's Elizabeth Warren's job. It's Schumer's job. It's Ocasio-Cortez's job. If you want to forgive those loans, first of all, the loans never should have been nationalized. Remember when they pulled all the bankers into Congress and Maxine Waters was flipping out on the bankers saying how they, you know, have to forgive these loans. And the banker kept saying, we don't have any authority over the loans. You took over the loans. The government is in control of student loans. All those student loans go through the federal government. It didn't even belong there. They nationalized that. They took it away from the banks when they did the bank bailouts, remember? Well, you can't get it through their heads that they are responsible for this. And if you want to change those rules, you have to come up with a bill through Congress, get it through Congress, and then get the president to sign that bill. He does not have the authority to rule by executive decree on matters of the purse. That's the Congress's job. All they did was reaffirm the separation of powers. But to hear these people talk, you'd think that, you know, they're talking about stacking the courts. They want 15 members now, and they're going after Clarence Thomas. I mean, come on. That's crazy. Only Congress can lawfully do that with a passed bill. And then the affirmative action ruling, too. That says no race can be discriminated against. Not the Asians, not the blacks, not the whites, not the Hispanics. You can't be racist against any one of these groups.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. And affirmative action was never supposed to be a permanent thing. When it was originally started, Sandra Day O'Connor said, there will be a time that this will no longer be necessary. And that time has come. But to hear the liberals talk, you got a liberal that was on Twitter saying black people will never be able to get into these colleges now on merit.
Well, that
what do you think,
racist.
They're stupid? That is so racist. You know, those are the white supremacists that we've been warned about. Those are the people that think blacks are inferior.
Or like Malcolm X
and,
said, the white liberal.
Yeah. Yeah, the white liberal is very, very dangerous. They are the white supremacists. If you believe in black inferiority, then you are a white supremacist. You know, this woman actually come out and said blacks can't get in on merit. I know some very intelligent people. And then they go after Clarence Thomas. He's probably one of the best justices that ever sat on that court.
Yeah, tell me how Thomas Sowell would not get into a college.
Right.
Or Dr. Ben Carson. Tell me how they wouldn't make it without affirmative action.
Dr. Ben Carson got in there on his own merit, and so did Clarence Thomas. They are not affirmative action. However, the biggest mouth, Elizabeth Warren, wasn't she pretending to be an Indian so she could get the job at Harvard?
Yes.
Yeah. So she was a total fraud. And then she comes out and started on Clarence Thomas about affirmative action. Lady, stay in your lane, honey. She might want to sit this one out. The biggest benefactor of affirmative action was white females. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. If you look at all the stats, white females were the biggest benefactors of affirmative action because females were included in that. And they took well advantage of it. But black people are very intelligent. I mean, they think black people can't even get an ID. That's how racist these people are. They think that black people can't get into college. How about we teach them in the younger grades? How about we, instead of locking them into these failing schools where we're not teaching these kids to read or write, we're just teaching them how to be little activists. And when they get out of school, they're no better off than they were when they went to school. Because they still can't read or write.
There's an Asian kid a couple weeks ago that became news. He scored a 1590 out of 600 on his SAT.
Wow.
Not one of the top colleges will touch him because he's Asian.
Yeah. And
so someone please tell me why that's legitimate.
That's not legitimate. That kid should have a full ride to any one of these colleges. Plus, these colleges don't even need the money. They could go tuition free. Harvard could go tuition free for every student for 100 years and still not go broke. That's how much of an endowment they have. They don't even need the money. And when the banks lost the loans in the restructuring after the bailouts, and the government took them over, the government will change the rules. Anybody can get a loan, and no limit. So these colleges are going to charge whatever the government is willing to pay. And that screws people over right there. How about the colleges take a little responsibility in these loans, too? If you're going to sell degrees, make sure these degrees are going to help these kids when they get out of college. And they can find jobs. But, you know, these worthless degrees aren't doing them any favor. It's costing them hundreds of thousands of dollars to attend these schools when the school should not be that expensive. Absolutely,
yeah,
should not be that expensive.
They're helping the blacks instead by installing free crack and crack pipe machines for the vending machines.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not teaching the children anything. They're locking these minorities and poor people into these failing schools. The teachers don't even want to attend class. They don't want kids in their classroom. They want them to stay on Zoom. They didn't even want to go back to work. You know, the teachers' unions. And another thing, why do we need the Department of Education? There's no such thing as a federal teacher. Teachers are hired by the states and the communities. There's no federal teachers. Why is there a federal teacher union? Why is there a federal teaching agency? Then Department of Education, there's no education going on there. They're worried about the adults and the unions. Who's worried about the kids? Who gives a damn if these kids can read or write? And minority children are affected disproportionately by these failing schools. You know, you get these schools like Chicago. all they have is a shooting gallery. It's dangerous for a kid to go to school. Going to and from school is dangerous. While they're in school, it's dangerous. They got, you know, no supervision, no education going on. And then they're just pushing them through. So the kid can't read or write. It's in the fifth grade and can't read or write. Gets to the 10th grade, still can't read or write, shouldn't even be in the 10th grade. How's it going to get into a college?
And they're blaming whites for that.
Yeah. The government is doing it, and it's being done intentionally. They don't want these children to be smart, and they certainly don't want them to learn civics or accurate history.
I have someone a little more qualified with than us to discuss this.
All right, bring them on. I'd love to hear them.
I'm just going to let him talk. You know who he is by voice.
Okay.
You know, on the question of why white females benefit from affirmative action,
mm-hmm.
I can speak on construction, and maybe the resources, or should I say supplies, that go along with construction. Well, one reason, because more of them was in the business. Now, this is how affirmative action work in construction industry.
Okay.
Any construction company that wants to be on the recipient end of invitations to bid, that's what they are, invitation to bid. It describes mm-hmm. the project. It describes the categories of work that's on the project. It may be electrical. It may be cement. It may be structural steel. It may be just supplying blueprints. But that invitation to bid goes out to those contractors that sign up for it. And basically all it is an information system that lets you know that you have an opportunity to get involved in this project.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give you no points towards your bid. What architect? Because the architect talks with the owner. Owner goes to the architect. The architect builds up what the owner wants on paper. Then the owner puts it out to bid to general contractors. Okay. The general contractor looked at it. He contacts all his subcontractors and say, give me a price on this. They put a big price together.
Mm-hmm.
He does that. Then it goes out to the street where everybody can bid on it that wants to. So here's the thing. You ain't going to get no points to do that job just because of the color of your skin. The only way you get points, the only thing you have is a low price plus a qualified price to make sure that you include everything that there is that they want you to include. You cannot build you can't bid the building and leave out the damn stairs. How's people going to get from floor to floor?
See,
I'm not, you're not raising my voice, so I'm not hollering at you. So that's how that works.
Oh, no, that's fine.
That's why some white women took advantage. But you know what? There's black women that took advantage of it also, because I know
mm-hmm.
some.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some white women that done it. And
mm-hmm.
another point, Department of Defense and NASA, they was exempt from affirmative action. You know why? Because now
why?
You starting to deal with you the elite contractors like your Bethels, your Brown and Roots.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have put a contract together, and it may be $1 billion more than what it would cost if it went out to everybody by the way of nutrition. So
right.
Department of Defense, NASA, and organizations, businesses like that, they are exempt from affirmative action. And here's the important thing, too. There's no enforcement. You can't penalize nobody for not doing it.
No.
In different cities, they had what's called program, MBE, which is Minority Business Enterprise. You got
mm-hmm.
DBE, which is Disadvantaged Business Enterprise, which applies to government projects like core engineers and things like that, airports. Then you had MBE, which is minority business. No, WBE, which is women business enterprise. Mm-hmm. And they catered to those in that category. And many times they would set a goal. A goal is not something that you got to meet. In other words, they would say, let's see if we can get, say, 20% of women businesses awarded contracts on this project. That's all it is a goal. If it's not meet, so what? You can't be met. And by no way is you going to get a contract just because of the color of your skin. That don't make no damn sense.
Well,
so
that's
how that works.
So why is everybody in such an uproar then?
Because they're crazy. In simple
yeah,
terms.
That was a good answer. Really, it's just something to fight about.
That's right. It's a bunch of bull crap. That's all
mm-hmm.
it is. I bid it on projects because I was a black-owned company. I had to show where I owned the company. Otherwise,
yeah.
I couldn't be a front company. And I knew of some front companies. Otherwise, they had a black face, but whites
mm-hmm.
was behind it.
I've heard of a few of those, too.
Yeah. And see, the industry knew me because I got into the industry when I was 19 years old. And they knew of my reputation. I knew what it took to put up a structure steel building. I had been doing it for a long time. So it was no doubt. But I tell you what, when I went to the agency to get my qualifications, certification, they gave
yeah.
me all kind of hell. They said, oh, you know, we're a black person is putting up buildings. Oh, yeah. So they
yeah.
do that stuff. That's when the racism kicks in. They were blacks that done that. I can name them. I
yeah,
can name every last one.
There's a lot of black racism going on here. I think it's the liberals that's making them do it. Because
you're absolutely right. That's who it is. Now, let's look at education. The one reason
education
why come blacks
in the toilet,
do well.
Yonke, it's horrible, the educational system.
You're absolutely right.
And in the lower grades in the poorer districts, you know, and it's not just black kids. There's other kids too, but they're locked into these traps, and they're not going to learn anything.
I can tell you about black students. One of the reasons why come black students don't qualify. And listen to this: there's millions of dollars of scholarships that's on the table for black students, but they
mm-hmm.
don't qualify for them. I mean, you got scholarships for left-handed people. You got scholarships for the Daughters of Confederacy. You got scholarships
mm-hmm.
for those who study the monarch butterfly and all that stuff. But there's
yeah.
millions of dollars of scholarships that's directed toward black students, African-American students, native black students that they don't qualify. So guess what happened? Others who have anything other than white skin, they apply for them and get them, especially the Africans. They don't talk about not the Nigerians. Nigerians outperform academically at any given
mm-hmm.
point in time Asian students.
Yeah.
It's because both of them work their butt off.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And just, you know, we have to teach these children. How are we going to do this? I mean, school choice, that's a start, but that's not the do-all, end-all.
No,
and
it's not
the
do-all,
end-all. And now
they
don't even want parents involved in the education. Why? Because the parents
want
their kid to read them, right?
For a solid child, it takes parental, family, and community.
Yeah.
Community to provide the resources like libraries, museums, and, you know, in your colleges, they have lectures that the students... young students can attend and listen so they can understand and see how professionals debate and discuss and give presentations. The parents have to. Parents got to make sure that when their child go to school that they know their name, they know their telephone number and their address, and more importantly, they know their mother's real name. You don't go to school
right.
calling your mama baby and big mama.
Right. Yeah, your mother's known as Ma, but she has a real name. You know, some of these schools, they don't even have paper and pencils and stuff. And at the beginning of the year, they tell you, okay, you need a ream of paper and you need 20 pencils and you need 10 pens. And well, they don't even provide that for
the
kids.
That's what the students
and,
do accumulate. The
yeah,
family,
and then
yes.
they're telling the students that they have to get it. Where are these kids going to get money?
Well, you
so
know, there is all kind of, there's all kind of giveaways in the inner cities where they give away give away those items to kids. But no, that and there needs to be choice with full vouchers, because you got some children coming from disadvantaged homes, poor homes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, poor homes. But the parents understand they want their child to be better than them. Therefore,
right.
they do everything within their means to make sure when that child goes to school, when that child comes home, that the academics are first. They don't let them go out and play on the football field. They make sure that they get those academics first. In some schools, if you don't maintain a certain grade at elementary, I know in my grandson's high school, you didn't play in the games. That
yeah.
is necessary.
You know, these children, and they're the second and third generation of graduates from these failing schools. So, the, I mean, some of the parents can't help the children. They can't read or write themselves. Although, Proof brought up Ben Carson. Ben Carson was born to a 14-year-old mother, and she couldn't read or write, but she brought that kid to the library every day and made him read to her.
Well, you know, you got these Democratic strongholds, and you got the educational systems in them where there's a lot of nepotism going on. And these teachers, not all of them, but way too many, they just there because they know they're going to get paid without any accountability. That's what's going on. It's supported by the teachers' union, because if you got teachers earning a salary off of the failure of the children, then that salary can turn into dues to the teachers' union, where usually the president of the teachers' union in any big city, they're bringing down about $250,000 a year.
Yeah. In Florida now, the rules have changed. And the children's grades decide whether or not these schools get these bonuses and the teachers get the bonuses and stuff. These teachers are rated on the success of the students. And we have school choice here in Florida. So if your school is horrid, you can take the money that would have been spent on that student
Absolutely.
To a private school. And, you know, the money goes with the child.
And that should
and that
be up
seems
to the
to be
parents.
Working better. Our test grades are improving. Plus, we have alternative learning. We don't have all that Common Core stuff. You know, we do have some.
You're
but,
absolutely right. Some charter schools, I know Florida's got at least two baseball charter schools. You
mm-hmm.
hear me? I know
yeah.
New York has got a basketball. But that's what the parents want. They study the academics, then for the half a day, they practice in that particular sport that school is built around. You got schools
right.
like that with emergency medical technician, where you produce the EMTs and also the paramedics out of those schools. Those are
yep.
good schools. You got aviation charter schools. They got one
yeah,
here
we
in,
have them,
in
yeah.
Louisiana in Baton Rouge called Helix. Helix
mm-hmm.
start off in the middle school, 6, 7, and 8, on through high school, where they're teaching young people aviation, avionics, and so on and so on and so on, if
yeah.
they want to.
Yeah, we have those here. And we have the vocational technical schools and high schools here, too.
So we've heard that this nation is going to have a shortage in what? Of many things, pilots. Well, then, if you're going to have a possibility of becoming a pilot, either for commercial or the military, then direct your child into that area. Make sure
right.
that they are exposed to and they are astute and proficient in the areas that they need to become a successful and proficient pilot. I don't want
mm-hmm.
no affirmative action pilot flying me around the country. I'm getting off the plane.
Yeah, I want a skilled pilot. Absolutely. But, yeah, we do have aviation schools here, right here in my county. We have two of them. And they, you're right, they go to school a half day and they do pilot things the other half the day. And you have to maintain.
So this whole thing,
on a
this thing about affirmative action and where it got out of control when you had Harvard. See, Harvard is a private school. Unless they free some federal dollars, they don't have to live up to that. But they came
right.
up with these plans of spotting these kids points before they even sit down to take tests. They came up with these things by giving black students 310 points, Hispanic students 270, white students zero, and Asian students negative 140. That
right.
means that if your perfect score is 1,600, an Asian student has to score 1,740 just to come out break even with the ones that score, you know, the score 1,600.
Mm-hmm.
But that's wrong, because you can, if you spot them like that on the test, what happens when it comes down to real life? They're not going to be able to perform. And that's
no.
what happens. You got bad elementary schools, then you want to direct these black kids into these historical black colleges, which is cool. But when they get there, they cannot maintain because they was not prepared. That's why
right.
you only have five of the 106 that at any given point have a graduation rate above 50%. The best one is Spelman in Georgia. Above 50% in 6 years. Not four, but six. Well,
wow.
what does that tell you about 6 years? It tells you this, that you're going to have to pay 50% more in tuition. 50%
exactly.
more in tuition, 50% more in student loans. Then you're not taking the hard courses. You're not taking the medical courses. You're not taking the engineering because they are hard.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you're taking some light courses that is not in high demand in the job market, and it doesn't pay high salary and high wages. So how in the heck are you going to pay them loans off? You're
exactly.
not.
Exactly. No. But these schools should take some responsibility towards that, too. You know, I'm
well,
not saying
all
of
it. Well, you know
what
they're going to do? They're going to pass the buck.
Yeah, of course, because they know these students will get these loans from the government, and the school's going to charge what the government's willing to pay. And the student's the one that gets saddled with all of it. And Joe Biden was the one that said that they couldn't even claim student loans in bankruptcy claimings, in bankruptcy filings. You know that?
You can't. You
yeah,
can't.
So
just
even
like
if you file bankruptcy, you're still going to owe those loans.
And not only that, when they do what Joe Biden is talking about doing, if I'm not mistaken, that's called consolidation of debt. And that consolidation is the amount that you owe minus the amount that you pay. What a difference the IRS is going to look at is income. And you got to pay taxes on it.
And he's compounding interest, too. You know, they're giving these loans to these kids at an 8% interest. And the interest is compounded on the full amount, even as you pay down on it. So for the first, like, 20 years you're paying down on this loan, you're paying interest. Those should be interest-free loans if they're coming from the government. They're acting like loan sharks. Remember, they did that so that they could afford Obamacare.
Well, you know,
they said.
What the news report and what actually goes on is ridiculous. Joe Biden does not have the authority to forgive loans. That's
right.
Congress' responsibility, not
exactly.
Joe Biden. And Joe Biden put that stuff out there because he's bamboozling people. And people are easily bamboozled by another thing that you said. They are ignorant. Why are they ignorant? Well, we just got describing to you the school and education system that these kids come up through. And another
yeah.
thing, they are not raised to be patriots. They are not raised to have respect for the United States of America, the country that they live in. They are not.
And that's so
and
wrong.
And there is dangerous.
That's very dangerous. That's very dangerous to the country if they don't know. Then they're not going to defend this country. They don't know their rights. They don't know their history. You ask any one of these kids about George Washington now, you know what they're going to they say? What do you know about George Washington? They're going to say he was a slave owner. That's all they know about him.
Some of them might say he's on the dollar bill right now until that Fed Now starts.
Yeah. But they have no concept of the history in that era. People wanted him dead. When they wrote in the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal. People wanted them dead for saying that.
Well, a lot of them
finally brought
it
to fruition, but they set the groundwork so that eventually all men are created equal and seen as equals in this country. But
well, you know,
then,
a lot of them,
that was controversial.
A lot of them did get killed. Yeah, a lot of them did get killed, assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their businesses. They lost their homes. Probably had some family members that was killed. A lot of them did get killed because Britain was pissed off. And they retaliated against them. They made an example.
Yep.
And they didn't have to do what they did. But as usual, there's always some divine intervention that works through people. You don't know. That you couldn't told me 20 years ago I'd be here on Proof Show talking the way I am. You don't know that until the time comes.
Yeah, you never thought I would be this person that I am now. You know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s. So, you know, back then things were different. My last year of high school was the first year of busing. That was all Dems on Dems, too. There was no Republicans in that mix. I came from Boston. There's no Republicans in Boston. That was
well,
all
somebody
them.
Made money. If
oh,
you
yeah,
look
there's
at
always
those
money
decisions,
in it.
In the busing decision, you had a lady by the name of Minnie Liddell, and she filed a lawsuit because she said that City of St. Louis Public Schools didn't have the amenities and books that the county school districts have.
Right.
Well, she didn't want the kids to be bused to the county. She just wanted to do something about the amenities. And guess
right.
who it was that took over? Guess
yeah,
who it
did,
was
did.
That took over? The
oh.
NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
They took over the
that's
lawsuit.
Another, that's another shady organization. They ain't helping a whole lot of black people. BLM isn't helping a whole lot of black people. You know, black people, if you're on your own. Really. You know, we need each other. We have to stick together. Because we're all on our own. This is, and you were right about Joe Biden bamboozling people. Because now, because of this court order, he's trying to find another way to keep these people on the string. That they're going to get these loans
and
forgiven.
That's wrong.
They're not going to get them.
That
the
is
only
wrong.
One, it's very wrong. It's very wrong because he's doing it to them again.
He is
and
now.
He knows.
Now he's trying to circumvent the Constitution.
Yes.
He doesn't have the constitutional authority to do what he was telling people he was going to do. Now he's going to try to come up. You know how we always talk about that a bill should stand alone? So
yeah.
What he wants to do is ride on another bill that was brought to the people. Sold to the people on its oneness. Now you want to add things on at this point in time. That's a
right.
bunch of deception.
There it is. The one that he was trying to use was for deployed soldiers for the student loans that they could defer payment until they returned. So that's what he used for the general public, and that was a bill passed by Congress that said that they could suspend the repayment requirements for deployed soldiers. And that was a good thing.
That was a good thing.
Are you going to pay your loans if you're over in Afghanistan fighting?
Absolutely. That was a good thing.
And it was passed by Congress. Joe Biden can't go in there and change the terms. What Congress needs to do is restructure these loans, get rid of that interest, and make those loans more affordable. Then we got to get on these schools and tell these schools, you know, do a value estimate on your degrees. If you've got a worthless degree, it's not worth, you know, this much money. We're not going to max out the loan for this kid for a degree
that's
that he's
right.
never going to be able to pay this loan back. And compounding interest daily I mean, that's like an excise tax. You start out owing them $50. By the time you get down there to pay it, you owe them $200. Because they compounded the interest daily. These kids, they're debt slaves.
But, you know, here's a question on that. Where do you ever stop this? What's next? Mortgage loans?
Know.
What's next? Your fee to join a health club? Because health is, everyone has the right to have access to good health. So you join a health club and you got a bill that's standing out there. What's next? What about those correspondence schools that used to be? And nursing and so on and so on and so on. What's next?
Yeah.
It never ends.
No. But, I mean, the loan sharks didn't charge what these people are charging these kids. And, you know, you look at a 17-year-old kid and you promise him the moon, and the kid's going to sign the papers and take that loan without knowing, because they were never taught about interest and finance and things like that. They can't even balance a checkbook.
Well, if you got a degree in psychology, physiology, or sports medicine, why would you get a $150,000 loan for that? That profession is never going to provide you with enough discretionary funds to make those loan payments off in time. It'd be like taking a credit card, two credit cards, and one pays the minimum on the other every month.
Right. Yeah, well, these kids are getting suckered. They shouldn't sign on the dotted line. The schools are suckering them. The government's suckering them. You know, the banks were suckering them, but not as bad. I mean, once the government took over, it just went through the roof.
Oh, well, I want to know, too, though. How is it, Joanne, you can have a 720 credit score and a credit card company will try and bang you for 27.99 percentage rate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't understand that.
And people will take it, too. You know,
well, that's another thing, too, them credit scores. Them credit scores... You know, if you got good income, you don't need to be buying stuff with a credit card.
Right.
And that's what happened to me. And, you know, I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you the truth. The woman said, you don't have no credit. You don't. You buy everything on cash. So now you got to get a credit card.
I buy everything with cash, too. Yeah, if I can't afford it, I don't buy it. I don't use credit.
Yeah, but if you needed to buy something big or you wanted to help establish something like, you know, I bought a home for my grandson to live in, so I put all the utilities in that in his name so he'd have credit. But you got to get involved in a credit scheme, usually credit cards, that keeps your credit rating up. If not, they're going to practically eliminate you out of the system.
Yeah, when you pay off your credit card, you lower your score. So you
do
have to have, you know, like a mortgage or a car payment or something.
Yeah, what kind of sense does that make now?
Yeah, if you're paying for cash and you're living within your means and then you need to borrow money, I would loan you the money because, you know, obviously you've been paying cash. You don't have all this outstanding credit. You're not being reckless. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, Bianchi. It doesn't. And it's going to get worse. Now they got that. What's that thing you was fed now? Proof.
Yes. Yeah, that's
I looked that up when I saw your post. There's another scam. They're trying to outdo PayPal and like Venmo and stuff like that. But they're doing it to the bigger institutions.
The story, Joanne, is it's the back door to get a cashless society going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're doing it to the big industries and big companies and banks. So for you to participate in it, you have to go through one of them. Like even your business, your company, would have to use that FedNow, and then you could ride on that because they're not doing it with individual people. They're only doing it with the big businesses. So that's very dangerous. Because the little guy's not going to matter. If you want anything, you're going to have to go through the big guys to get it. You know, that Venmo and PayPal and Cash App and all that, that's chump change compared to what they're doing with that. Oh, wow. That was an eye-opener when I was looking over that information.
Yeah, but you have to have a certain minimum credit score to keep your FedNow going, though, as a business.
Yeah, and you're talking about cashless. If you need money and your institution hasn't paid their bill or doesn't keep the adequate credit score, you're not going to get money. Yeah, that's gonna put a lot of power in a few hands. That's no good. We should not allow that. That's way too much power. Way too much power. And that's going to affect every one of us. When it affects the big guys, you know it's going to affect the little guys worse. And you have to trust your bank. And if your bank doesn't pay the big, you're going to lose your accounts and everything. You're not going to have access to it until the bank clears up their situation. So that puts a lot of people out on the burner. I don't like that. That's not good. The way I'm understanding it, and I was just reading all the what ifs and, you know, all the questions that were asked, and I went through a lot of them. Yeah, I'm not real happy with that. It's going to consolidate money into the big bank's hands, and it's just going to leave us groveling. You're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to buy a bottle of water if your bank isn't in good standing with this cabal or your business, your job. And it's going to charge them a monthly fee plus a transaction fee. So it's more expensive. So whoever this Fed now is, is that the World Economic Forum? Who is it? Is it the, like, Schwab? Who's invoking this? Who's initiating it?
Well, the IMF World Bank announced that they want to have a digital world currency coming up soon. So
yeah,
this
the
would
IMF. The IMF. Wow. I did a report on them. I did a whole story about the corruptness on that flip. Jeez. I don't know, Proof. This is the world's falling apart here. There was another court thing. The Attorney General in Louisiana brought a suit against the federal government, the Biden administration, about their communications with these social media, like Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
And now the court said that the Biden administration, that's including like DHS and all those other agencies, that they're restricted from contact with social media firms. And that injunction was in response to a lawsuit that said that U.S. agencies went too far encouraging social media companies to address posts related to vaccines and elections. But it goes further than that, too. There's an article here by Reuters that says a U.S. federal judge on Tuesday restricted some agencies and officials of the administration of President Joe Biden from meeting and communicating with social media companies to moderate their content. And it says that the ruling said that the government agencies like the Department of Health and Human Services and FBI couldn't talk to social media companies for the purpose of urging, encouraging, pressuring, or inducing in any manner the removal, deletion, suppression, or reduction of content containing protected free speech. So, you know, like when they were going after us for the vaccine information, and they were saying that, oh, they were taking all your posts down. And some friends of mine did a lot of research on these vaccines, a lot of research, and they took it all down. They took my post down with my own research, and they said that that was fact-checked. Well, how could you fact-check my work? They weren't sitting there looking through a microscope at my table with me, looking at these slides. I was literally looking at slides. And
you could say that 2 + 2 = 17. They won't fact check you for that.
No. But if you're saying, like, look at all these people dying suddenly. Look at all these blood clots. Look, every single thing that we said could happen with this, introducing mRNA into a DNA body.
And if they couldn't find something wrong with it, they would put any old thing on there.
Yeah, it was fact checked by other people. Well,
I got a 30-day ban once because I posted about our local school board having a meeting, and they said it was nudity. And there was nothing wrong with it. Just a post from our local newspaper that said that there was a school board meeting the night before. And they said that I was showing pornography. And I got a 30-day ban and couldn't do a thing about it.
Yeah, well, they don't want you talking about school board meetings.
Right.
They don't. No, because they don't want people at their meetings. They don't want parents there.
They had to make it up. That's what I'm saying.
That's another thing. That's another thing. The schools are kidnapping these children. They're sending them home at night, but they're kidnapping them literally in the daytime. You can't. They don't want the parents at the school. They don't want the parents involved in their what's going on in those classrooms. They don't want the parents to even know what's going on in those classrooms. They even think that they can transition your child from being a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy, and they can do that behind your back without a court order, without a judge saying that you're an unfit parent and that somebody else should be raising your kid. They just do this behind your back. What?
And not I'm a fan of this outfit, but not even a CPS visit. Just, we're going to do this all behind the parents. And kid, don't tell your parents any of this.
Yeah.
What I want to know is how they can get away with doing parades saying, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children.
But if you said they're coming for the children, you would be banned for 30 days, but they're telling you to your face. They always tell us. They're telling you to the face that they're coming for your children, and they're not banned. They're not coming for my children. That's for sure, because I'm in the way. And as long as I'm breathing, I'll stay in the way. And if you think you're going to transition my kid behind my back, I will find out. And you better have a court order. You better have a court order. You better have something saying I'm unfit, because that's violating my parental rights, our grandparental rights. Don't do it to my kid.
Yeah, but didn't Brandon a couple weeks ago again reiterate that your kids are not yours, they're property of the government?
Yeah. They're all our children. No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
My children are my children. Your children are your children.
Except for the one that Hunter got a stripper pregnant, and they're not claiming that.
That poor baby's probably better off without his name. Go ahead, Bianchi.
The Louisiana legislature passed bills, one which forbid gender reassignment to children under 18, another one that forbid foreign adversary from buying land in Louisiana, leasing land in Louisiana. And it was another one that had to do with the protection of the child. Well, Louisiana got a Republican legislature, but they got a Democratic governor, and he vetoed those three bills. And of course, now we're hoping that they override the veto. These bills basically protect children.
But I can't understand these Democrats. And, you know, you try not to look at it that way, but sometimes the evidence is so obvious. It seems like anything that comes down to protecting the sovereignty of a state in particular, but this country, and also the children, and there's more, they are against that. Wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why. You know, they should be right there protecting the children like everybody else. We shouldn't even need bills to protect the children. That should just come natural.
Yes, but Lucifer hates children. He hates kids.
Yeah, well, all of our children are in danger. You got some really sick people out there, and they are multiplying, it seems. They're in our schools, they're in our churches, they're in our government. And Bianchi's right. Why would he veto those bills protecting children? Because he's got a D at the end of his name? And that's their policy? Well, that policy sucks. So they need a new policy. Because if you're going to run on taking people's children and transitioning people's children and harming these children and not educating these children, you're not even teaching them about their country, their history, and this going back to segregation, I guess. You know, they want us all in separate boxes.
Yeah.
They want this for the black kids and this for the Asian kids and this for the white kids. And I mean, we don't need that. I said it once before on this show. When the American soldiers landed at the beach in Normandy, the enemy didn't say, here comes the black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Muslim, Christian Americans. They said, here comes the Americans. We should get back to being the Americans, all of us. America isn't one race. America's all races. America isn't one gender. It's all genders. We are one. Out of many, one, e pluribus unum. We got to teach these children that. And Bianchi was right. We have to teach them love and respect for their country. And all of, you know, history is there for you to learn from, not for you to like or dislike. If there's something about history you don't like, don't repeat it. But you have to know about it first. American history is black history. American history is white history. American history is Asian history and Hispanic history. We're all in it. We got to get back to that. We need each other. We can't let them divide us. And we can't let them harm the children. They are absolutely coming for the children. They're already here for the children. They're not coming. They're already here.
And you got these people talking about blacks have suffered for 400 years. Slavery existed in the United States for about 80 some odd years, 86 years, I think it was.
Yep.
From the signing of the ratification of the Constitution in 1789 to 1865, it's 76 years. There were 76 years. Not no 400 years. And you got people that will, I mean, that's what they talk. They talk one side of the events that happen. They don't mention.
And we're always, Bianchi, we're always talking about the 1%, right? Those were the people that owned slaves. The 1% owned slaves. The rest of the people didn't own slaves.
No, they did not. Even if they did, it was legal. There wasn't nothing illegal about it. I mean, it's going on all over the world.
It's still going on all over the world. You know, and instead of looking backwards, the only time you should look back is to see how far you've come anyhow. But
absolutely.
If you want to go, and if you want to look back, you look back to history. The Bible is full of slaves. The Quran is full of slaves. You know, I mean, through history. So
and you know, there's so
go
many. They go back as far as it. And you know, they all got time machines. They should be the richest people on earth if they got these time machines. But the thing is that
this country is offering so many opportunities, it's just ridiculous. If I was coming up nowadays, I don't know what I would choose because there's just so much that one can get involved in. I mean, look
right.
at space. Look at all the opportunities that came out of what we've done in space so far. Everything from memory foam to the miniaturization of electronic circuits. And, heck, Tane.
Yeah. To nutrition, to medical devices. Oh, yeah. All kinds of things have happened through space. You know, but I want to just tell everybody, the slaves here in America right now, instead of looking backwards, we should look forward. We should pay it forward. We should help the slaves. You know, when you see a food processing plant with 9, 10, and 11-year-olds cleaning up the sawdust on the floor and stuff, these children, these migrant children, are enslaved. They are forced to work. You see them on construction sites to build new houses. You know, you see all these illegal families, and those children are there working, too, with their families. You see them on the farms, those children. And then you got people like that Hank Johnson, who said, well, we need these migrants to, you know, who's going to do our lawns and babysit our children? So you want to bring them over so they could be indentured servants to you? That's why you want these people here? That was like abhorrent what he said. And that's a black man saying that. He's bringing these people over. Maybe they don't want to mind your kids. Maybe they want to be your kid's doctor. Who the hell is that guy? They want to do. He wants them to do his lawn. They might want you to do their lawn. You don't know what these children are going to be. They might want to be doctors and lawyers and architects and astronauts. You know, they didn't come over here to do your lawn. They come over here for a better life, and you want to indenture them into servitude. That's what he was talking about. You know, every once in a while they open their mouth and their true being comes out. It's disgusting. But now, what are we going to do about these children? What are we going to do about them in the working in the fields? What are we going to do about them being sex slaves and indentured servants? We have slaves right here in America right now. We should be freeing them. Forget looking backward. We got to look forward. We're in a really bad state of affairs. And they keep us fighting over stupid stuff when all this big stuff is going on around us. But I'm glad people are waking up. I'm glad people are seeing it. And if something looks wrong and feels wrong, it is wrong. You know, but then who do you tell? If, you know, when it says see something, say something, who are you going to tell? The people who are allowing it? Well, that's not going to help. So we have to stick together. We have to apply so much pressure that they can't not hear us. But first we have to be aware of the problems.
Well, let me ask you, though, Joanne, are people hearing Robert F. Kennedy right now, or is it not even something that Brandon can even acknowledge?
Oh, no, they don't want any part of him.
No, I know that, but his poll numbers are pretty high for somebody that they can try to ignore.
Right. You know, they'll get rid of Biden, Kamala, before they will let JFK. They'll put that Newsom in there with that Governor Whitmer, two of the biggest
commies
in the
country. Well, they really wouldn't like Mike, because Michael Robinson Obama's a nice lady, but if he doesn't want to run, then it's Governor Gruesome.
Yeah. I don't think Michelle wants the job, because she would be a shoo-in. She would be a serious threat, and not because of... anything other than it's her. She's not qualified to be president any more than Kamala is. She was the president's wife. She did go to Harvard. But so what? Lots of people went to Harvard and they're not qualified to be president either. But because she was Obama's wife. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joanne, neither of us want to be president.
I want to be president. Be a lot of changes around here right away. I'd take that job in a second. The people wouldn't vote for me, though. I got a mouth on me. The country wouldn't like me. But, yeah, there'd be a lot of changes. Right now, the only person on the planet who can make a difference, whether you despise him or whether you love him, is Donald J. Trump. He's the only one with the power, and his power is increasing. Did you see that turnout in picking South Carolina the other day?
I saw that, Lindsey Graham thought he was going to get part of that.
Yeah, he thought he was going to benefit on that. You know, Trump put him out there, too, hung him out there. And he said, I'm going to have to work on these people. But he let Lindsey Graham get booed. You know, you think you're a big man, you want to go against them? Hey, I'll show you what happens. They said there were 75,000 people there. The mayor of Pickens said there had to be at least 50,000, no less than 50. They brought it up to more like 75. But that was a downtown event, and they had blocked off the streets in downtown Pickens. The population of that town is 5,400. So that tells you how many people were there. You got 75,000 people in the middle of your downtown area. That went on for like six blocks, packed shoulder to shoulder. It was a beautiful thing to see. And right downtown in open air, it was great. And he hit all the subjects. I watched that whole thing. I was so thrilled that many people showed up for him. And that's a big signal, too, to the rest of the country. You know, don't think you're alone. These people are out there. And, you know, they're trying to beat us back. They're trying to shut us up. They're trying to not show him. They're doing everything in their power to try to stop him. And the more they do to him, the more popular he becomes.
Well, I think Robert F. Kennedy is in the same boat, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not going to show him. They don't want any part of him.
Oh,
he's not a conservative.
No, he's definitely not. He's not our friend. He's the enemy of our enemy. That's all he is.
Right. Yeah. He's not a conservative. He makes a lot of sense with his vaccine information and a bunch of other stuff, too. You know, I mean, he is for securing the border. He is, I don't know, he's liberal, though. He's definitely a liberal.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a threat to Biden. He's no threat to Trump, but he's a threat to Biden. And
well,
they don't like it.
Well, you would get the Trump haters that would feel comfortable voting for somebody that has standards.
Yeah.
So he would serve a purpose, but I don't know if it's enough.
Yeah, well, even the Democrats are saying he's not a Democrat. Yeah, he is. He's an old-school Democrat. He's not a communist.
Yeah, he's just as Democrat as Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi, on the other hand. Now, her, she's even more plausible than RFK Jr.
Mm-hmm.
She's smarter. She's a thinking person. And, well, so is he. But I got a lot of respect for Tulsi. You know, she's not a conservative either. But I have a lot of respect for that girl. And she tells it how she sees it. She's honest about her feelings. And she makes a lot of sense. You know, she's like half a conservative. She left that Democrat Party, or they left her. But they're full-blown communists. They're not even socialists. You know, we knew that was going to happen. We've been calling them communists for a while now. remember when they wouldn't let us say socialist?
Right.
You said they were a socialist. Everybody goes, don't call them socialists. And now they gladly wear that on their sleeve. Democratic socialist. There's the Democratic Socialist Party. 81 members of Congress belong to the Democratic Socialist Party. So, I mean, they use the word, but even that's lame. They're full-blown communist. And I don't mind saying so. And eventually they'll come around to it, too. But, you know, we were using socialist before it was acceptable. And now we'll use communist because it's true. The truth isn't always pretty, but it's still the truth. And even if only one person is speaking the truth, it's still the truth. You know, it might hurt your senses and sensibilities and feelings, but it's still the truth. And once you get over the feelings, you can accept it. Feelings have nothing to do with what's going on right now. You have to use your brain. Feelings. My goodness. You know, abortion, that's another thing, too. And the Republicans always fall into that same trap. The Supreme Court ruled that it's a state issue. The Constitution has 17 enumerated powers for the federal government. I wish they would teach this in school. If it's not within the perimeters of those 17 enumerated powers, the federal government has no say in it. It belongs to the people and to the states. The states and their representatives are closer to the people. That's why it goes there. The Constitution says if there's anything in this Constitution, you could have rights that are not in this Constitution. But if it's not enumerated to the federal government, then it belongs with the states and the people. And abortion is one of those things. It's not in the Constitution as a federal government purview, which means it belongs, in fact, in the hands of the people and the states. So when they're screaming about abortion in these federal elections, like senator and president and all of that, all the Republicans have to say is that's a state's issue. The court put it back in the hands of the people where it belonged. It didn't belong with the federal government. It's not constitutional authority. It's not constitutionally authorized to the federal government. So it's none of their business. Stay in your lane. That's all they got to say. You know, they don't have to start going into the details and the weeds and have all the feminists all flipping out at them and stuff. You got a problem with the way abortion's handled in your state, deal with your representatives, your state representatives, and get that changed. It's very simple. It's closer in the hands of the people now because it's in their states. You don't have to worry about 49 other states, just your own. You can do this. If you don't like the rules in your state, change them. You don't have to go through the federal government. That's a way big process anyhow. And you have to deal with, like I said, the other 49 states. You don't have to bother with that now. Just deal with your own representatives. And that's what they should say. You know, the state representatives, let them handle it. And the governors, let them handle it. The people will let them know what they want. And it'll be a lot easier for the people to get it, too. But people don't understand that. The court made it easier for you to change the rules. The federal government isn't going to change their rules. Once they get their hands on something, they're going to keep it. And the only changes are going to be worse. More power, more power, more power. They create emergencies for more power. You know, some of the problems we didn't even have until they come up with the solutions for them. The solutions were created, then the problems, to make the solutions necessary. And the solution always includes more power given to the federal government or the state government, depending on what the solution is. But those solutions always include taking power away from the people. So we have to be very careful we give away too much of our power. The people are supposed, the government is supposed to be restrained by the people, not the other way around. Right now, this government is restraining the people, when it's the people that should be restraining the government. But they don't teach that in school anymore, so these kids don't know anything like that. You know, in these kids' mind, the government is all-powerful. The government's your daddy. No, he's not. No, it's not. You are the power. Don't give it away. Because once it's gone, it's gone. Another thing is the guns. Let's talk about the guns for a second. There was a mass shooting in Pennsylvania. 28 people were shot. 3 of them were killed. A trans person walked into a crowd at a festival type thing with a handgun and just started shooting people for no reason. Didn't know the people, I'm sure this person had a reason in their head, but didn't know any of these people, just started shooting them, adults, children. And now you got politicians not saying anything about the mental illness of the trans person. They're saying that it was all of those politicians that had an AR-15 lapel pin, it was their fault. Well, first of all, it was a handgun. It wasn't an AR-15. So you're going to be in AR-15s when the crime was committed with a handgun. And the person was mentally ill. You knew they were mentally ill. You've been watching them. But you're surprised that this person went off the deep end. But this person's been watched. You know, if someone else had a gun there, they could have shot the perpetrator. You know, when the cops, would it take like 10 minutes for the cops to get there? You can do a lot of damage in 10 minutes.
Right.
But not if somebody on the scene had a gun. They're flipping out about Florida. On July 1st, Florida's rule went into effect that you don't need a concealed carry to possess a handgun anywhere in Florida. Nobody got shot. Nobody's killed. They're saying, oh, yeah, you're going to have domestics and you're going to have all kinds of shootings and stuff. No. What is going on now is you just assume that everybody that you encounter is packing heat. People are very polite. You know, I haven't seen any guns pulled out. It's the same people are doing the same things. You know, the same people who were carrying before, they're carrying now. They're not shooting anybody. But if some screwball comes up and starts shooting at little kids, I'd be willing to bet that a few people would be able to stop that instantly. That's not a bad thing. You know, guns can be defensive, too. They call them assault weapons. Well, they could be defense weapons. You know, when they're saying, oh, yeah, somebody shot up the school, they shot up all the little kids. Mm-hmm. Say that again. I'm sorry. I was talking.
I said when you change the narrative, they don't want to hear that.
No, but they're the first ones, oh, my God, you know, we got to get rid of the guns. Somebody shot up the school. Well, you know what? Instead of getting rid of the guns, how about you pick up the gun and shoot back and protect those children? How about somebody protect the children? You protect the bank. You protect the police station. You protect federal buildings. You protect politicians. How about we protect the children? You know, if somebody was shooting back, or if they thought they were going to get shot. You notice how most of the time these people are getting shot in alleged gun-free zones. You can pass all the laws you want. Murder, mayhem, assault, those are already illegal. So the person that was shooting up the party up in Baltimore, where they have some of the strictest gun laws, they didn't obey the laws. Funny how that is, huh? All kinds of laws up there, and the perpetrator didn't obey any of them. So what new way big cool secret double rule you going to make, a law you going to make that you're going to get them to obey that one when they didn't obey the ones you already got? Doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Just, no. Just let the normal people carry guns, and it will sort itself out. People will be a lot nicer if they think that everyone down here is packing heat. You ever see that Sheriff Grady Judd at Polk County Sheriff's in Florida?
No.
No, he's quite a popular guy. He tells people, if you break into someone's house, they will shoot you. So don't do it. And if you get shot breaking in someone's house, he doesn't have any pity for you. You know, shouldn't have been breaking in people's houses. Shouldn't have been shooting at people. But if you ever get a chance, to look at Grady Judd, the sheriff of Polk County, and some of the videos he puts out. He said, we shoot back. And you know what? He's got one of the lowest crime rates in Florida. I really love living in the free state of Florida. I live in paradise here. I moved here from Boston. When I go back to visit Boston now, I don't feel like I any connection to the place at all. The people are miserable. The laws are miserable. Everybody with those masks, they all thought they had a little bit of power, so they get all over each other. That's where that scalding happened. Some guy was walking down the street without a mask on when they had all the mask mandates, except if you were by yourself, you're not near anybody, you could be outside. This woman come out of a coffee shop, saw the man. She approached him. She walked up to him. He was trying to get away from her, and she was screaming at him to put a mask on. And he's like, lady, I wasn't anywhere near you. She threw scalding hot coffee at him because she thought she had a little bit of power over someone else. Imagine that.
People think that way.
That's the type of attitude that's prevalent up there. You know, when I walked into this restaurant where everybody used to get along and stuff, people were sitting at the bar, not talking to each other, except maybe if they brought somebody with them, they would be talking to them. It was like a library. Otherwise, they were like looking at the TV or looking at their beer or something. Nobody was communicating. By the time I left there, I had talked to everybody and everybody was talking. But, you know, I noticed the streets are gray, the people are gray, the attitude is gray, everything's gray. There's, like, no color in their life, no nice. They're all on edge. They don't make eye contact with each other. They don't communicate with each other. No, you know, just friendly hellos, none of that. Everybody's just
miserable.
No,
it's like every person for themselves now. It's like Mad Max almost.
Yeah. But down here in Florida, they wave at strangers. Everybody's happy, you know, they're... If you're walking along the beach, everybody will invite you over. Like, we were at the beach yesterday, and this beach is called the North Jetties. One side, one area near the parking lot is like a huge campground. There's big pine trees and beautiful, you know, grass and stuff. Like, it's a huge park. And then there's a little bridge. On the other side of that bridge is the sugar white sand and the beach as far as you can see and the boats and the dolphins and the people. It's just beautiful there. Well, you know, when you walk by people, they're like, hey, you hungry? You know, we got chicken wings over here or we got watermelon. Just kids want some watermelon? Everybody was just so friendly, so nice. Yeah, people just, like, bumping into each other in the water, and they go, oh, excuse me, and, oh, hey, how you doing, you know, and having a good time. Everybody was just friendly and just getting along. It was so much fun. People were interacting with each other. Children were playing with each other. Adults were, you know, just meeting new people. In the area that we were in, by the time we left, everybody in that whole area was talking to everybody else in that area. And all the children from all the different parties, you know, they were all playing together, and they had their little cornhole set up, and they had, you know, one of the little kids had jump rope, another one was, you know, painting, and invited the rest of the kids to paint. I, of course, was reading. We read
and,
I
and
survived.
Not one person was wearing a scam.
No, there was no masks. No masks. Not even one. No, we were out there in the fresh air and the salt and the sunshine. That's disinfectant by itself.
I still can't believe I can go to a grocery store down the street and I'll see maybe 20% of the people still wearing scams. Even the ones with
wow.
the ZZ Top beard, they're wearing a scam, so their mask efficiency is 0%.
The mask is 0% anyhow. A piece of cloth is—it's—I mean, you might as well put up a chain link fence to guide against mosquitoes. With the,
oh, I get
the comparison.
That. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it's even worse if you have a ZZ Top beard on because you're not. Even if hypothetically.
Yeah, there's no way to create
blue,
a seal.
Right, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. Yeah, even if he had a bare face, you know, there's no seal possible on a cloth cotton mask. If you can breathe through it, if you put your T-shirt up over your nose and you can still breathe through the cloth, you can inhale a virus. They're so microscopic that, you know, a whole cluster of them could fit through the weave in the cotton. It's just...
Yeah, but you're not
obedience
supporting that party when you don't wear a scam, though. That's the thing.
I feel bad for those people because they're obedient.
Well, that's
they're
what
not
it is.
Free. Yeah.
What are they obedient for now, though? A year plus after what was it, February in 2022, where everybody announced that scams were no longer required. Why are they wearing them almost a year and a half later? They're not required. Who are they obedient
to? And some people are still demanding others wear them.
Yes, I know. I've run into that.
Go to hell. No. You just have to say no to this stuff. You have to stand up and just say no. It's, you know, and people think they got a little bit of power that they can push someone else around. They have no power in their life. They probably don't have any power in their job or their family or anything else. So that lack of power that they feel, all of a sudden they're wearing a mask and that makes them powerful, that they have some sort of authority over someone who isn't wearing a mask. You do not have any authority.
None of us go up to scam wearers and demand they take theirs off. We just laugh at them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would never ask anybody to take it off. I just avoid them. But I'm not putting one on either. Yeah, they have no problem walking up to you and say, put a mask on. And you just, no. I didn't tell you to take yours off. You're not telling me to put one on, all right? Beat it. That's all. And that's what it's going to take for people to step up and say no. That's all. It's very simple. And, you know, you can try this at home. Just say
no. I've never once, even in a hospital, I don't care. I've never worn a scam. I don't care.
No. I can't wear one. I can't breathe in them. I'll have a crazy spell. I feel like somebody's got the hand over my mouth.
Oh, I get it. I mean, they don't care. But
they try to put masks on toddlers. A toddler's not going to leave a mask on. They were throwing
right,
little kids
was
off planes because they did.
Child abuse if you don't put a scam over your baby?
Yeah. I'd never put a mask on a baby. You know, they tell you don't even put a blanket on your baby. Dress it in warm clothes because the blanket might suffocate the baby. And then you want to put a mask on it? No.
Well, hey, it's the start of the third hour, so we haven't played Mr. Broccoli yet this week.
Oh, we got to do Broccoli Man. I saw that. I looked at that when you put it out. Let's do this.
Yeah, I know you said last week's was pretty good. I don't think I'm going to top that one for a while, but we'll see.
Last week's was really good. This one here, I had a hard time listening to the skinny guy with the blonde.
Yeah, that's Mike. His voice is like that.
Yeah.
And then his birthing partner, you can't call it a boyfriend or a girlfriend because they gets mad at pronouns.
Yeah. You know, pronouns, that's another thing, too. Forcing somebody to use a pronoun, that's compelled speech. That's not free speech. You're forcing somebody to say something they don't believe. As a matter of fact, the court ruled against that, too.
Not in Michigan.
Michigan's trying to fine people for misgendering somebody or put them in jail. And that was the day after the court ruled that that is illegal, that you cannot force somebody to say something they don't believe in.
Well, I've done it before, not even trying, but when you work a telephone job and you say, all right, hold one moment and I'll get that person for you, that's ma'am. Like, I don't know, I'm not standing next to you, I just have what's in front of me here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and sometimes you could accidentally misgender somebody, but if you're looking at somebody and you know they're a man and they want you to call them a woman, they're forcing you to lie. That's compelled speech, and compelled speech is just as bad as censored speech. You know, that's what they do to hostages. They make them read those hostage statements
right.
That are not true. That's compelled speech.
Well, it's bad enough that you want to be called a her or a him, but
mm-hmm.
when they have like Zims and Zer and
yeah.
Z, and it's like, how are you going to know that somebody's a Z?
Right. And they, them, and, you know, I could see, you know, him and her. But then, like you said, when you get into those they, thems, and Zs, and Zows, and yeah, please, give me a break. I got to go through the whole list here. You know,
yeah.
I just say, hey, you, or this person. And then they'll say, I'm a Furby. Well, how was I supposed to know? You know, you didn't look like a Doberman to me. I'm sorry.
If they spoke English and not in cat, then they're not a Furby.
Yeah. If I'm talking to somebody and they answer with a meow or a woof, that conversation's over. I'm walking away.
What if they're a Pokemon and all they know how to say is their name? Bulbasaur.
Well.
At that point, you know they're joking with you, but
yeah, I'm walking away from that because I'm not getting involved in that stupidity. I got enough to do. And play games like that. Yeah, you go meow over there. Don't miss the litter box.
All right, so let's get Mr. Broccoli going here.
All right, let's do this. I'm ready when you
are. I'd love to be creative and try and do one of these. All right, let's go ahead.
Okay.
Pride Month wrap-up featuring the millennials. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, Jamar. Too bad you missed the Pride Parade last week. It was the most fun thing I ever did.
It was the Shizio. Every trans person was out in full force. Some people drove for a whole day to get to this joint. It was the most epic. I showed at least 100,000 people my junk, and everyone called me by my right pronouns, they/them.
I don't know, B. It's just not my thing, player.
You need to stop thinking like a Republican. We didn't have to wear any clothes for the whole weekend.
That's right, Jamar. You need to be more loving and liberal.
We rode our bikes naked throughout town. Then we put on dog costumes and took pictures with the kids.
I entered a pie-eating contest. It's too bad I didn't win.
I'm not cool with worshiping Mr. Lucifer, though. How does that fit into LGBT now?
We have to play college in Stadium. In order to do all the events, we had to show our Eisenica Freedom Microchip Center gene therapy passport. We had to keep our stamps on at all times.
I had to stand in the corner for 10 minutes because when I was talking, my scam fell below my nose for 3 seconds.
Oh no, it's that rockly dude again.
I wonder what racist things he'll say today, B.
I might just punch him in his bull sack.
Jamar Rockley man was out there arresting people all weekend. He is such a hater.
It is illegal to show your junk and do sex acts in public.
See? That's what I don't get, player. Why is it you can't just be gay and support your lifestyle? Why do you have to have sex acts with children?
We had a contest where every trans woman pulled out their junk to see which was the longest. We had a kindergarten class measure our junks. Malik actually won a $200 gift card for having longest junk by a female.
It was not fair. Whenever one of us would tell that kid to put our junk in their mouth, they threatened us with getting arrested. He was a bigot.
I peed on the street during the parade. A policeman handed me a mopping bucket and he told me to clean it. He was such a buzzkill.
Maybe I would never want to take a wee right in front of cameras and thousands of people watching. That's just too gross, player.
Jim, I wouldn't believe how many people let their kids take selfies with me. Some of them wanted me to autograph their junks.
This is why we need to make sure Brandon stays in office. If Trump is president again, we will not be allowed to do this anymore. He will outlaw us being trans.
Maybe if Brandon cannot be as the president, we can have Michael Robinson Obama.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
You should have seen the Bud Light float, Jamar. It was the biggest float ever. We spent a lot of money on our asses.
July is going to be American Pride Month. Let's see all of you support that.
I would never support America first. We need a new world order.
We need to work harder to cancel white cisgendered males.
We need to have bigger protests than we need for Black Lives Matter.
We need to have a protest that is Black trans libs that love kids matter rally.
They doesn't know we bees is out here in these main streets and we be finna doing it for the children.
All kids should be required to have sex changes done when they are born. It is the loving and liberal thing to do.
Plus it cuts down on population. Everyone that is smart knows we need to get Earth's population down to 500 million so that the 1% of the 1% own everything and we own nothing.
I'm upset though that the Supreme Court stopped affirmative action. It is not fair that black people cannot get into college just because their base is black. Now they have to actually bring in people just because their test scores are better.
Sorry bro, when I get my liberal media major degree from Southern Hampshire Institute in Technology, I want someone to hire me because I showed them my grades. Not just because I'm black.
Shut up, Jamar. You do not know what it is like to be this black.
Are you smoking too much of that free crack from the vending machine, B? Did you forget I am black and Puerto Rican?
You better not be is making fun of the free crack pipe machines at SHIT. I hit the joint up all the time.
The vending machine by the cafeteria is crack smack, fentanyl and heroin. You can only take one of everything every day, so we have to learn how to make it last. I wanted to be able to use as much as 100 by 10 without having limits.
I am not going there, B.
Jim, since you are not going to use the free crack, can you go by the machine and get some for me? We can use it for you.
We need to start some mostly peaceful protests on the SHIT campus so we can get them to give us more crack.
We finna start a new organization. Naked Black Trans Crack Users Lives Matter.
That's gotta be a no for me, dog.
I think it's only fair that Hunter Biden can disown his daughter. She is not allowed to know about him or use his last name for anything.
She'll be just trying to use that white privilege card. Good on Hunter because him's a Democrat.
Why is it that if someone is a Democrat, they can do whatever they want without the risk of going to jail?
Moron, you just answered your own question. You can get away with it if you're a Democrat. Like total do.
Hey Mike, we need to go. We need to stop at the vending machine before all the illegals being housed in the dorm takes all the stash.
I don't know why the governor is putting illegals coming across the border to live on our campus. They have illegals from all other countries now living in the female-only campus with other ladies. How come I cannot spend the night with a girl over there but illegals can go over there and bother the women all day long? And the police don't even come over if a girl is in trouble.
You take that back right now, Jamar. Those illegals have the right to be there. It is not their fault they were put on a bus by a Republican governor to come here.
We need to give them everything they need for the rest of their life for leasing here. Those cisgendered women get what them deserves. If they do not like it, then should learn to be as trans.
All I'm saying is that if you move somewhere and have no money or resources, why do you have to live on a campus that my parent 1 and parent 2 have to pay $22,500 a year just for the room and board?
It's because you have white privilege, Tamar. You need to stop hanging out with the clan.
What clan, B? You do not understand. I am black and Puerto Rican. What white clan would let me in if there was a thing, bro?
Just shut up right now, Jim, or you will taste my ice cream cone in your mouth.
Hey everyone. This is how woke politics work. If you are tired of the same old, you need to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to 9.8 Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on all the news you need to hear. He also has great guests and outstanding co-hosts. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also check out all the other shows on the Freedomizer Network. Otherwise, we will get overrun by liberals like these.
Come on, MIK, I don't watch to get sick and catch the Republican. We should go to China Mart and buy more scams so we do not become Republican voters.
All right, so that's an episode.
Yeah, you touched on a lot of good points in that. The illegals in the campuses. And you're right. His parent one and parent two are paying a lot of money for room and board. How come, you know, people are living there free and hassling them and hassling the girls? And the free crack in the vending machine. My goodness.
I can't believe. I wonder who came up with that idea other than Hunter Biden.
Yeah, Hunter Biden's being looked at because they found cocaine in the White House. I don't even know if it's his. It could have been intended for him, could have been one of the staff. But that's not just the White House. That's the West Wing where the Biden family lives. So one of their guests or one of the family members that cocaine belonged to. I'm sure they'll find a way to blame Trump like it was there in the middle of the floor in a baggie the whole time. So they didn't clean the house.
Yeah, they just
Trump left
that area for 4 years.
Yeah, they haven't vacuumed in 4 years. They haven't cleaned the place. That place gets cleaned spotless every single day. So.
But let me ask you, though, would you blame Hunter for this? Because I don't know. There's so many people in and out of the West Wing that as much as I'd like to blame Hunter, I can't say he's the number one target for that. Although it
well, I saw him on the balcony of the White House. He was lit. He was jarring. His eyes were buggy, and he was sweaty, and he was like agitated when he was talking to his wife. He came out on the balcony, and he looked lit.
But even if it was nothing would be done about it. Even if he said, yeah, that's mine, would you have a problem with that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing would happen to him.
No, they'll probably give it back to him. But, you know,
yeah.
I can't say that it was his, though, because there is a number of people who could have, you know, he could have been somebody who brought him some and dropped it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, I believe in you are who you're
rolling
with.
Joe's, so I think that's why his father's keeping him close, is because he's fallen off the wagon.
But the thing is that if you are a drug dealer or you're playing with drugs, odds are you're playing with other people who partake in the same.
Yeah.
That's the adage, you are who you roll with.
That's right. Yeah, and I'm sure he's still rolling with his old friends.
Mm.
You know, the other day, Joe Biden included him on a call with Zelensky. Why has Hunter Biden got to be on a phone call with Zelensky? Why is he CC'd in that call?
I wish I could answer that.
Yeah, President is corrupt, and they don't even care if we know it anymore. They don't even try to hide it. you know, and all that nonsense with the baby and, you know, not acknowledging that it's their grandchild. So what? What's the difference does it make who the mother was? Your son slept with the chick. All right? A baby was born out of it. The DNA has proven that that's his kid. So you don't turn your back on the baby. You know, so what if you don't like the mother? You don't turn your back on the baby. And the court said that he doesn't have to give that baby his name. Well, the baby's probably better off without it. She got her own name. And then in the child support settlement, she got her choice of a painting of his.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Like, you'd really want
that. They're not really worth what he's selling them for.
No.
I don't think she could sell that painting for $500,000. He could.
Using it as a product to sell access, that's all, because they...
Right.
It looks fishy. You're selling something. You're selling something with no product to it for $5 million. So they have to use a product. In this case, he just puts his crack pipe on and paints some garbage. And hey, this is $10
million. Yeah, you're right. What he sells is influence, and that's just cover. So is that kid ain't gonna make $500,000 from that painting? Nobody really wants the painting. It's the influence. And the product that Joe Biden has sold is the United States, our energy industry. You notice Pelosi's kid, Romney's kid, John Kerry's kid, they're not bringing it up. It's all Hunter that they're bringing up. But the other three were involved in it, too. Same businesses, same partnerships, same everything. And they're all energy industries. Well, how are they going to make money off of energy if we were the number one energy producer? So we had to stop producing energy to make money for those companies that are donating to the Bidens. We got no fracking, no refining, no drilling permits, no pipelines. All that was shut down. But Burisma's doing great, and China's doing great, and Russia's doing great. They're all on top. Saudi Arabia, they're doing great. They're all making money on energy, and we're losing money on energy. So that's what he sold. And that Bahram Air Base in Afghanistan, how come China's in possession of it now? Did he sell that too?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, that needs an answer. That's, what's it, like 100 miles from China or less than 100 miles from the China border. And now China is in control of that airbase. And a lot of the guns that we've been sending over to Zelensky are ending up in Syria and in Africa and other places. There's riots going on in France, and some of those people have American-made weapons that were sent to Zelensky. How did the migrants in France get those guns?
I was going to ask you about the whole France situation. So Macron is talking about banning social media, and he already shut off the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't want us to know what's going on. He invited all those migrants there, and they're doing exactly... Mm-hmm. what they were supposed to do. And that's going to happen here. We're already being threatened with it. You know, some of them was migrants here said, oh, we wouldn't want to have to go all France on you. Oh, is that a fact? What are you still doing here? If we don't take care of them, they're going to do like they did in France? Well, it was predictable there, and it's predictable here. They're not going to assimilate. And a lot of these people coming over that border, not the children, but a lot of those people coming across the border, they're single men. 82% of them are men of military age. That's an army coming across that border. So we better watch ourselves. See what's going on in France? That is going to happen here. And shutting down the internet doesn't make it go away. People still get that story out. That's not something you can hide. And those migrants over there are doing the same thing that's going to happen here. Exactly what it was intended. They wanted to saturate the European countries with migrants from non-European countries. Never expected them to assimilate because they're not going to. And they just shuffled the population like they shuffled the deck of cards. They're trying to make everybody kill each other. They're doing their best to get rid of a lot of us. Like your population control on your broccoli, man. Absolutely. Mutilate the children. Get everybody fighting. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Well, that's definitely going to happen here. You know, it's as predictable as it was then for the Europeans. And now I saw boatloads of migrants coming out of Libya and stuff over to Italy. Italy's doing the same thing. The Italians don't want them and trying to turn them around. And the Italian Prime Minister is saying, bring them in. But they can't see what's happening in France. Of course they can. They know what's going on. And what is the benefit? You know, like that, like what's going on in France? What did those politicians think they were going to get a seat at the table?
Well, they still think that, probably.
Yeah, well, they're on the menu now. Those migrants lit a car and drove it right through the mayor's house while his family was home. His wife and kids were in that house when they lit a car on fire and plowed through his door. Try to burn him out. So how's his seat at the table?
So what was the end result of that? Nothing? They just accepted it?
No. Nothing. They got the wife and kids out and let the place burn, I guess. But, you know, he thought he was going to get a seat at the table. Oh, yeah, the migrants are great and bring them on and we're going to roll out the red carpet for them and we're going to house them and feed them and clothe them and educate them and they're just going to be great little French citizens. No, they're not. And what was the reward for selling out his country? What was his price?
Well, he got to win a re-election.
Yeah, well, a lot of good it would do him. You know, you think you're getting a seat at the table and you find out you are at the table, you're on the menu. You know, every event in history where the country was conquered, the conquerors feminized the men, they raped the women and children, and the people who helped them there, the revolutionaries who helped them there, they all get exterminated. Because if you can help them get in, you can help them get out. You know how it's done. So you got to go too. So you really don't win anything. There is no benefit to selling out your country. And you don't get any respect for it either. You think anyone respects these politicians over there now? No. Macron is the biggest loser in the world. He allowed this. And the French people have turned their backs on him. He's going to be in exile soon. He can't stay there much longer.
I think Justin Trudeau is the worst loser, but that's just me.
Oh, yeah. Justin Trudeau is the same as him.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing to Canada what Macron did to France. They did it in Greece. They did it in Spain. Poland didn't let the migrants in.
Right.
Poland's still okay. They're not having this type of unrest. But Belgium is having it. Like I said, Italy's having it, Greece is having it, Spain to a lesser degree. But all these migrants are all acting up. It's like it was intended that way. It all lit up all at the same time. All they needed was that
if we think our situation is bad, Europe's is much worse because the South Americans are not as bad as far as
our enemies go than the Middle Easterns, the Islams, going into Europe.
That's true. That is true. That the ideology aspect is much more.
Because at the end of the day, as much as they're illegals, and even if they are criminals, most of them were raised Catholic. So
yeah.
If they wanted to, they could assimilate. They just choose not to. There's
right.
No way they could possibly assimilate.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the migrants coming over are very hard-working people. You know, and those are the ones that have been here the longest. There's new groups coming through now. I think they're more guerrillas. I think that's the real army. I think they were throwing the women and children and the families over first to soften the blow. And now
well,
the hardcore is coming in.
They just throw some in there for photo ops.
Yeah, well, now the hardcore are coming over. Because lately it's been mostly military-age men. Very few families coming across that border now.
And they want those people here now just in case next year's election doesn't work out their way.
Right. Then they're going to start flipping out.
Yeah.
They're already trying to rile the black people up. They're already trying to get them to burn down their own cities again. You know, look at the shootings and look at it. All it's going to take is one police-involved shooting. Because they're already staging up.
You have black people now that are calling Ice Cube and Uncle Tom and a white supremacist and all that because he's
Tell me how many of those people calling him that ever picked up that book, Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Oh, I know.
They call you an Uncle Tom, but Uncle Tom was actually working for the blacks, but he was doing it in a peaceful way. He was doing it kind of like Martin Luther King Jr. was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still
so
helping.
I just don't understand why it's a negative thing to educate yourself, which is what Ice Cube did. So he educated himself and decided he didn't want to be part of that. So now he's part of the Klan somehow, even though he's one of the most well-known blacks in the history of the United States, at least over the last 50 years.
But once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Correct.
And he sees it. Yeah. And once you educate yourself and once you start to see all the signs that are out there, you become more and more curious. And the more curious you get, the more you learn. And the more you learn, the more you realize we're in a heap of trouble. And, you know, some people are thinking each other's the enemy. No, 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 no. If you think each other's the enemy, you are not awake. We are not each other's enemy. We have to stick together. But once you see it, then you start noticing it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact, and there's a lot of conspirators in it. And it's
why
huge
is it we
conspiracy.
Can't call them conspiracy theorists for believing the lies?
I don't know what to call them. And I don't think they believe the lies. I think a lot of people are lying about believing the lie because it's easier. Or they say, oh, no, 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 I don't want to talk about that. I don't talk about politics. You better start. Because politics is where it's rooted. It's the politicians who are the foot soldiers for the globalists. And they're making a lot of money at it. How does a broke bartender now have a net worth of $29 million?
So going back to Macron, what do you see happening? Do you think he steps down?
I don't know what's going to happen with him. The European Union is going to have to put some pressure on him. And he's already called out the military. The military is now arriving in the cities. So he's going to have to quell it. But that's not going to do him any favor with the migrants. And it's not going to be enough to save the citizens. It's just lip service for the citizens, you know.
You've got more
migrants
they're going to
show up,
but
they're not going to have any power.
Right.
The police are exhausted, and he shut down the internet. so we can't hear about it. You only have approved journalists over there able to get stories out. You know, he's just clamped down. And that's what we talked about earlier. They have the solution already. They need to create the problem so that they can take this extreme power. You know, you declare an emergency. You can be president until the emergency's over. So you're not going anywhere like Zelensky. Yeah, he created this problem. But he already had the solution ready to go. So whatever the solution is, you know, it involves taking freedom away from the French people. France has fallen. Sun Tzu said, oh, tyrant would burn down his own country just to rule over the ashes. That's what's going on there. Macron's going to rule over the ashes of France. Here it's a beautiful place, but very dangerous now. You can't go to Paris. Paris is like going to Baltimore or Chicago or Minneapolis. You know, used to be tourists flocked over there. Now,
but there, let me ask
travel.
You, Joanne, so there's no chance that the French people can reclaim their land back, can they?
No, they disarmed themselves.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they can't fight back. They gave up all their guns. They brought them all to the center of town and burnt them in a big bonfire, remember? I remember seeing the pictures of that. They were so proud of themselves for giving up their guns. That was stupid. I see Americans I see a lot of Americans calling for total gun bans and ban this and ban that. You better not ban those guns. You're going to make criminals out of a lot of people, first of all, that weren't criminals. But only an idiot would give up their defense weapons in the face of danger. So, you know, I saw a video the other day. Some liberal in Texas said that he's anti-gun, and he's going to start with his own, and he destroyed his gun on camera. Well, that you just told everybody in Texas where you live that you're not armed. Why don't you give out your address too, dummy? Down here in Florida, you don't know who's armed and who's not. I wouldn't take the chance.
I'm not going to tell anybody what I own, but this house does have at least one Second Amendment here that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Every house should. Every house in this country should have a Second Amendment in it. Unless, of course, it's a crack house. Then, the only shooting they're doing is with needles. But
I think that, personally, I think every adult should have at least one Second Amendment.
If
you have a four-bedroom house with five adults living there, then you need five Second Amendments.
Yep, I agree. And if the school across the street is getting shot up, you can grab your Second Amendment, go over there and straighten it out. You can be there before the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And save the kids.
Well, the cops could be there before you, but they might be standing outside.
Yeah, well, you go over there and you save the children, like the guy did across the street from the church that day.
Yeah.
Remember, his wife was in the church and she called him and said, somebody's here shooting up the church. He grabbed his gun. Him and his kid went across the street and handled it long before the sheriff got there. The sheriff was on the other side of the county in a rural area.
What gets me is that every shooting in America ends up now where the person is a diehard socialist that is transgender.
Well, that doesn't sound like an accident. That doesn't sound like an accident. That sounds like that MK Ultra stuff that RFK Jr.
And they're trying hard to try and say at least one of them was a Trump supporter. But even if one snuck out somewhere, there's thousands that are socialist or communist. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, they ended up not being a Trump supporter. That's always the first thing out there. Oh, yeah, they're, you know, it's a white Southern conservative guy. And then it turns out to be a trans who's with all the boxes checked and the flags and the, you know, all the activist shit. I saw a poll the other day, and it said that 90% of the mass shooters identify as liberal. So maybe the liberals should give up their guns. That might cut down on a lot of this.
Well, I look at it this way, though. I'm not saying a conservative won't shoot, but I think the consensus is somebody that's conservative tends to be religious.
Yes.
Whereas if you're shooting and you're conservative, you're thinking that you're protecting somebody.
Right.
Or you're just doing it as a one-off. You're looking for one certain person because they pissed you off, and you're leaving. A liberal,
yeah, it could be a targeted.
Does not believe in religion, so it's like every life for themselves. And
right.
They don't have remorse because they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. That's the way I look at it, and that's why 90% are liberals.
And a lot of the street shootings and the street crimes, those are all with stolen guns. You know, people in possession of them that are forbidden to have them. You know, those aren't legal guns. You don't see a whole lot of legal gun owners out there doing mass shootings. There are some, but you don't see a lot of them. Most of the shootings are done with illegal guns, unless it's a defensive.
Yeah, because then it could be traced back to you.
Right. The defensive shootings, and those exist. Those are usually done with legal guns. Like the guy who went across the street and handled the church situation. His gun was legal. And most of the shootings
like
are done with handguns. Why do they want to be in the long guns?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they want to be in the long guns when most of the shootings that are done with handguns?
Because it looks like they're doing something. That's why.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if the result works or not. The important thing is that you can go on TV and say you tried.
Right. Possibly, yeah. But I would not give up the guns, especially when the criminals are not going to give up the guns.
Right.
Laws only work on people who obey laws. If they don't obey the laws we already have, they're not going to obey any new laws you make. You know, so sensible thinking tells you, get a gun and use it as a defense only. Don't use it offensively. How's that? You know, but if you need to have it to protect yourself or those around you, then it's good to have one and not need it, then need it and not have it. A lot of those shootings, I bet you there's a lot of people who gave up their guns or don't have a gun and wish they had one at that point. Those nightclub shootings and school shootings and stuff. Yeah, if other people there had guns, it might have been a different situation. And people that are going to go in and shoot at targets like that, they're going to go for soft targets. People that they know are not armed. They're in a gun-free zone. They're in a school or a church. You know, people don't bring guns to church.
You can look at it this way. If I have a sign out that says every room in this house is protected by the Second Amendment, and then you have another sign up that says guns kill people, 10 out of 10 people are going to go to the sign that says guns don't kill people. Kill people. They're not going to go to the house that says every room is armed. Because you might catch someone sleeping and be able to beat somebody, but you're not beating everybody in that house.
Exactly. Yep. You're right. You know, in Florida, you must assume that the people around you are packing heat.
Mm-hmm.
So don't start shooting. Don't start, none won't be none. You know,
well,
lots of
we're
people
like
have,
that here in Las Vegas, too, though.
Yeah, well, you know, lots of people have guns. You wouldn't even know who has a gun. They're not pulling them out, shooting them because they have a gun. They're not shooting because you're not supposed to know if they have a gun or not. You know, there's been no mass shootings.
Hey, everybody having weird colored hair and wearing I'm a vegan t-shirt, it's safe to say that, and if they tell you their pronouns, they're probably not packing.
Right, and those are the ones who make the perfect victim, too. You have no obligation to be anyone's victim. That's another thing Americans need to learn. You don't have to be a victim. You have no obligation to be a victim. You are in control of your life. You're free. Go live your life. Don't push your stuff
right,
on others.
Right, and that's my thing with everything that I've done over the years is that I don't force my beliefs on anybody, but I'm going to live life the way I see fit. And you can do whatever you want as long as you don't infringe on what I want to do with my life.
Right. Yep. You have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You have no right to infringe on anybody else's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You know, do your own thing. Let other people do theirs. You know, be polite. Leave the kids alone and everybody's happy. That's all. Live your life. Fly your freak flag. Do whatever you got to do. Just leave the kids alone and leave other people alone and you'll be all right. No one gives a damn. We don't care who you worship.
Posted,
we don't care who you sleep with.
I posted last
week
about how I strongly believe the LGB community needs to divorce the T and the other questions.
Oh, they're already doing it. They're already doing it. Yeah, normal people who happen to be homosexual, bisexual or transsexual, they don't want any part of that. They don't want any part of the pedophiles. They don't want to be associated with the pedophiles. They want to just live their life and be, you know, marry who you love. They're monogamous. If you're getting married, you're going to be monogamous, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't get married.
Yep.
So they're doing their own thing among themselves. And they're not interfering in anybody's life, and they don't need their life interfered with. But now, where they've been adding all these things onto it, you know, it feels like they're pulling a train. They don't want to be associated with that any more than straights want to be associated with that. Nobody wants to be associated with that. That's just degenerate.
No, and it's like that group is the pedophiles and such. Nobody wants them, but they felt like it was a Trojan horse that they could latch onto something.
Right,
they
latched on to gay pride. But pedophilia, that's about power. That ain't about anything except trying to hurt those children. That's just sinister, degenerate.
Yeah, but at this time next year, I bet you there'll still be pride parades and you'll still have ESG scores and you'll have companies forcing this stuff down our throats.
Yeah, well, it's up to the real gay community to put a stop to that.
Right.
You know, normal people who happen to be gay, they don't want to be part of that. Well, this is sitting right in their laps. And the way it looks is that they're okay with it. Or at least that's the appearance, is that they're okay with it, even if they're not. And if you're not okay with it, you better do something about it. You know, you got to fight back, too, because you're getting hijacked. The causes that the gay people have fought for, the gay marriage and all of that, that's all going to go down the tubes if you're going to be associated with that. Because if you're going to, you know, if you're going to hang with pedophiles, then you're going to be considered a pedophile, too.
Yeah, no
like
society
said.
Ever in the history of the world has ever stayed on top while hosting pedophiles.
Right. Well, if you're a pedophile, you're a scumbag, and you should be treated like a scumbag, and you know you're a scumbag. So, you know, I don't want to hear any crying when people treat you like a scumbag. And if the gay community wants to invite that into their circle, well, you are who you're hanging with, like you just said.
Yeah. Well, and as someone that runs a nonprofit that I've talked about for almost 10 years now, if I was to have a parade for what we do, the last thing I'd want is for some of the fetish community and selling pictures of our members and stuff. And that's the
right.
last thing, because then that would just ruin everything I've worked 10 years for almost.
Right. It bastardizes it.
Yeah.
And it takes away from the value of it. So, you know, we can help.
Yeah, I just,
we can all help each other.
I'm not even close to gay. I have no interest. I'm very happy with my wife. My wife seems to be very happy with me. I have no inkling in ever being gay in my life, but I just don't want to see that community, after how hard they've worked to be legitimate, go down
right.
the tubes because they don't know how to police their message.
Right, and I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. You know, there's been gay people since the dawning of people. And, you know, they fought very hard for equality and for recognition. But it's slipping away from them in a bad way when you got these people pretending to be nuns at the baseball game and you got them hurting children and pedophile and all that stuff. No. I would not want to be associated with that. I would not belong to any group. You know, they're going to start falling away from the groups. And it's just going to be the pedophile parade. It's not going to be a gay parade. Because the gay people aren't showing up for that.
But let me ask you this, though, Joanne. If the whole pride thing and Brandon trying to get people to be more trans and celebrating this, does that push gays towards Trump more?
Yeah, it does. Because, you know, just because they're gay, they still want normalcy in their life. Everything else is normal. You know, normal jobs, normal communities, normal everything. That's what they wanted. They
see,
wanted
and
to
I
be
was thinking about
normal.
This too, Joanne. I'm wondering if every few hundred years that this happens and they finally get rights and then the pedos come in and try to reclaim it. And then it gets shunned again. I'm just wondering if it's
right,
the same type of...
Right, it's going to be a setback. Yeah, it's going to force them all back in the closet. Don't worry, gay people. Closets are for clothes. And we do understand. And we know the most of you are not pedophiles. And pedophiles come in straights, too. Straights can be pedophiles. But we don't want
right.
no part of them either. So... sickening. Pedophilia is sickening. You leave the kids alone and be left alone. That's all. It's that simple.
Well, there's two things. There's that, and I also don't believe that, just like the affirmative action, I just don't think, like, Karine Jean-Pierre should get her job just because she's an immigrant, she's black, and she's a lesbian.
Right. No. Shouldn't there be some other qualifications, like the ability to do the job? She's winging
like
it half the time, anyhow. How can anybody make sense of what she says?
You can't. And I don't
she
want anybody voting for Mayor Pete just because he's gay.
That's crazy.
I just don't think being gay is on your list of qualifications.
Yeah, she talks in word soup, and she doesn't really answer any questions.
No, her and Kamala are probably best friends.
Yeah, that one, she just goes off into her zone. People think that Marianne Williams is space shot. Well, Kamala Harris is a space shot, too. She wants about time, because it's time to talk about time. What? But
there was an article
Trump, yeah.
about a brief that says that they really want to put Kamala in as president, but I don't see that. I think that they would prefer Big Mike or Gruesome.
Yeah, they would. Kamala Harris is not going to be president. They're not
I think that if they would trust Kamala, they would have made that swap already.
I had originally thought that they wanted Kamala all along, but she hasn't proven herself ready for the job. I thought
I think
that
that's
they were
going to.
Yeah, I thought they wanted her. They made her drop out of the running. They put that noodle head in, hoping that he was going to drop dead or get impeached or something. And then they would move her up. But she's not ready to get promoted. And who knows if she ever will be. So now they need a plan B. Malibu Ken there, Newsom, he's a piece of work.
Oh,
he really
the liberals
is a piece
that,
of work.
The liberals that have never been to California, they would vote him in a second. I see it when I'm doing research. They love that guy.
Yeah.
If you're from California, then you'll say, no, that's the reason I moved. But then they'll tell people how stupid they were for moving.
Right.
When they're in Utopia.
Yeah, but I don't see these liberals from outside of California packing up and moving out there.
No.
And I hope the people who fled California don't go to their new place and vote Democrat. Because
well,
they should have just stayed
that.
There.
I would hope that if you left California because of Governor Newsom, that you wouldn't vote for him when you moved to Tennessee.
Yeah, well, some of them think replacing a Democrat with a different Democrat is going to make a difference. Well, that Democrat was bad, but we'll get
a
different Democrat.
You could, maybe. But just
yeah.
Any old Democrat works for me. That's not an effective strategy.
Well, there's an all-out war against him, man. They're shunning him. They're trying to silence him. They're trying to cancel him. They're telling people he's crazy. They're all hands on deck going after him. He's a serious threat. He's a threat to Newsom, too.
I've heard, man, RFK Jr., he's the worst. Can you believe he thinks that his dad and his uncle were murdered by the government?
He knows they were.
Oh, of course, but that's their talking point. Like, you're not going to ever question how your father and your uncle were ever murdered. Fortunately, I've never had to deal with that, but I could understand that if they were murdered in public, that you would have questions, especially if both of those murders are still questioned by normal people to this day. And Brandon
right,
said as long as he's president, he's not allowing access to that was already
For national security reasons. What could be the national security reason? It was 60 years ago.
Well, it would be that certain people would be told that they were correct.
Yeah. Aren't they all dead, the people that were involved?
Maybe not. But you have people like Robert F. Kennedy that would benefit from it.
Yeah. And policies that were not changed to this day after all these politicians know what's in those files. Joe Biden knows what's in those files. So if the policies at the CIA and other entities are still in place, then, yeah, that's a national security risk to them, not to us, but to them.
Right.
Because they've done nothing to correct that, and they're still doing the same thing. So it's an ongoing policy. Otherwise, they should have released those files a long time ago. After 50 years, it's been 60 now.
Well, I thought Trump was releasing some of those, but I don't know why the rest of them did not get released.
Well, he released some. He released some, but the people that are supposed to go over those things to see, you know, what is national security and what isn't still. They were supposed to be going through it and releasing them. And they did release some. But the rest of them, they still haven't been reviewed for publication. And they should be. And isn't there copies of them in the JFK library? So when they do get declassified, they can go right on display?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's already copies of those at the JFK Library in Dorchester, Massachusetts, in Boston. That's a section of Boston. Yeah, they're in a vault. And once they are able to be released, they'll go into the museum because they're part of that museum, part of that history. So, Gerald's president isn't the only one with copies.
Hey, we only have a couple minutes left here. Let me just get clarification, because I was trying to ask before we went on air, what weeks are you not here?
My plans are falling through, so I'll be here.
Okay. I just want to get clarification.
I wrote that back to you, yeah. I'm leaving tomorrow morning, and I'm going away for the weekend. But,
all right.
Yeah, that's the extent of my plan, and then I can work.
All right, so if you need Wednesday off or whatever, let me know ahead of time, and I'll see if somebody else wants to jump in.
All right, yeah, I shouldn't, but if I do, thank you for letting me know that. But, yeah,
all right.
I should be all set, okay? All right, well, it looks like we're going to close up shop here.
Yeah, there's nothing
I just wanted to tell you one more thing. I just wanted to tell everybody one more thing. All you single ladies out there. Bill de Blasio is single again. He's not. Him and his wife aren't divorcing, but they're separating. They're going to live in the same house, but they're going to start seeing other people.
And she wants to go back to being a lesbian, from what I read.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're both going to start seeing other women.
Yeah.
And he died his year.
And you're supposed to be okay with that.
Yeah. So I don't know who the new girlfriends are going to be, but I guess they're going to have to be okay with that. You know, my boyfriend wouldn't be living with his ex-wife, our current wife. I wouldn't be dating him if he's still married. Go get a divorce, and then maybe I'll talk if I'm still single. But if not, it's nice knowing you. Yeah, take a hike.
I understand.
Really, I'd tell them both to take a hike. You people are too weird. It sounds more like swingers.
Second buzzer.
All right.
Thanks.
Well,
so
bye, everybody. I'll
Arizona.
See you all next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Good night.
All right. Everyone else, I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on Freedomizer. It's not just a negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
I am proof negative.